And now the game where people who've proved how good they are at their chosen profession find out how well they do with something they didn't choose. It's called Not My Job. Charles Tillman, known as Peanut, was one of the greatest defensive backs ever to play football. He was the winner of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award for his charitable and community work off the field, and he will be at the Super Bowl next week to help present it to the next winner. Charles Tillman, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Appreciate you. Are those real people clapping?
They are. They're real people.
I'm on the phone and I can't see y'all, so I do a lot of radio interviews, and they have like a balls on cue where they hit a button and people just clap.
Yeah.
If y'all are real people, say Peanut on three. 1, 2, 3.
Peanut!
Damn. That's pretty cool.
So you were, of course, one of the great cornerbacks. You actually went to the Super Bowl with the Bears. Not a lot of people can say that, sadly.
Yeah.
Well, you got there. That's all I can say. So I got to ask, because, you know, the Super Bowl is this big event that we all watch. What is it like to be a player involved in it? I mean, you're preparing for a football game, and I understand that's a pretty hard thing to do. Did all the distractions of, like, media week and the week leading up, did that get in the way?
It didn't get in the way. It was just pretty damn boring. I wish I could show y'all a picture. You say the same question over and over.
Yeah.
When else it was, you know, hey, talk about Peyton Manning. You know, I talked about Peyton Manning for 5 days straight. And someone took a picture of me with my head on the table like a bored five-year-old in kindergarten class getting ready to eat some glue. I was so sick of it.
Did you ever – it's true. I hadn't thought about that, but you're constantly getting the same boring questions. Did you ever, like, get fed up and just start making stuff up? Like, yeah, I saw Peyton Manning shoot a guy once.
Yeah. So you make that up with the people from, like, the people who don't really cover football.
Yeah.
A couple Europeaners.
Sure.
Some people from Asia, and they're just there because of the Super Bowl. So I gave them real dumb answers. It was crazy.
Can you remember a really good one?
I got, like, a bunch of sex questions. So I just, like, made up a bunch of stuff.
Like, wait a minute. You got sex questions? Like, what? I hate to ask, but what kind of sex questions did you get?
This lady was... I don't know what exactly I said to the lady. I just made some stuff up. I lied. I was like, oh, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I did this. Whatever. So she could get out of my way.
That's great. I love it. So among other extraordinary achievements, you played against Tom Brady, and you've intercepted that, I think, twice in one game.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Tom Brady has such, like, a legend about him. Greatest football quarterback who's ever lived. Do you guys find that, like, intimidating or, like, inspiring? Like, I'm going to go out and pick that guy off.
I'm going to take option number two. I'm going to go out and pick that guy off.
Right.
I think he is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, to play the game. But, yeah, I don't think anyone's intimidated by him. I mean, there was a second-year player that went out and damn near beat him. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't think players are intimidated by him. I think he knows he has a target on his back. So guys are like, yo, if he's the greatest, well, I want to go against the greatest to see how good I am.
We heard that you played a game when your wife was extremely pregnant, and she might have gone into labor at any moment.
Yeah, so this was 2012. My wife was pregnant. I did an interview with Lawrence Holmes. Lawrence Holmes asked me the question, hey, what are you going to do if your wife goes into labor before the game? Well, I said, well, hell, I'm missing the game. I'm going to go see my daughter be born.
Right.
A lot of players get ridiculed about how they're not family men and they're just athletes, but I felt like I was attacked because I made the smart choice, the family choice, the more important choice, to go be with my family and watch the birth of my daughter.
Right.
So I know women, it's hard. People think, oh, you just... you push and a baby comes out your vajayjay. It ain't like that so much. There's a lot of complications that can go wrong with it. So
all of a sudden, I'm really interested in what you told those reporters about sex.
Also, is there a cool nickname for that move?
What I read was that your wife...
the doctor don't catch it.
Yeah, because you intercepted it.
Exactly. There's the doctor ready to catch your baby, and all of a sudden you cut in and intercept.
My wife's pretty good at it. So after the game, my wife and I, we go home. She changes and everything, gets her bag, and we go straight to the hospital at like midnight, 12:30, and I have my daughter literally the next day. I have my daughter that night.
Well, that's
right
awesome, man. Congratulations. How's she doing these days?
Come on, audience, that's when y'all supposed to go.
Yeah, he knows it.
He knows what he's doing. Well, Charles Tillman, it is an absolute joy to talk to you, but we have asked you here to play a game. This time we're calling...
Now, that's what I call an offensive line.
Okay. You know a lot about defense. You were very good at that. But what do you know about offensive lines? That is, things people said or did that offended people. We're going to ask you about three offensive lines. Get two questions right. You'll win a prize for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Charles Tillman playing for?
Diane Schultz of Austin, Texas.
All right. You ready to do this?
All right, big Alsa. Is she on the phone?
No, she's not on the phone. She is presumably listening at home, though, so, you know.
I sound real stupid right now.
You do, huh? All right, here's your first question, Charles. During the early days of spaceflight, TV stations would often broadcast the astronauts live, and NASA was worried that one of their astronauts in particular would swear when the whole world was watching him. In order to prevent that, NASA did what? A, they told him that for safety's sake, he had to wear a gag so he wouldn't, quote, inhale space. B, through a careful PSYOPs campaign, they convinced him that the most offensive swear he could possibly say was gadzooks. Or C, they hypnotized him so he would hum anytime he wanted to swear.
I'm going to go with option Charlie. I'm going to go with option C.
Option C, you're right. That's what they did.
Wow.
And NASA says, they admit they did this. They've never said what astronaut they did it to, but it is absolutely true that astronaut Pete Conrad, while he was on the moon on one of the Apollo missions, weirdly hummed all the time.
Oh, I remember that.
We have our suspicions. All right, Charles, second question. BBC Radio goes to great lengths to keep its listeners safe from offensive content. They even put a decade-long ban on what song because they thought it was offensive. Was it A, Madonna's Like a Virgin, B, Ice-T's Cop Killer, or C, Bobby Pickett's The Monster Mash?
I'm going to have to go with my guy, Ice-T.
You'd think that. It was The Monster Mash.
Oh, no.
They said, this was back in the 60s when the song came out, they did not play it for 10 years because they thought it was, quote, too morbid.
Oh. Well, it was a graveyard smash.
It was. But you... All right, this is fine. Game's going back and forth, but final play, you can win. Here we go, last question. Even professional wrestling is not immune to worrying about giving offense. At one time, the World Championship Wrestling Organization had to make what sweeping change? A, each wrestler was required to say, "I'm just kidding," before trash-talking their opponent. B, instead of heels, wrestling villains were to be called sensible flats. Or C, they were told to stop calling chairs, guitars, and ladders brought into the ring to hit people foreign objects and instead call them international objects.
Based off the audience and them laughing, I'm going to go with the last one. I'm going to go with C.
You're all right. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Boom!
Bill, how did Charles Peanut Tillman do in our quiz?
We just saw why the peanut is Chicago's champion.
Congratulations.
You won. You are great.
You could weave me bedtime stories any minute.
I'll be there.
Charles Peanut Tillman is a former cornerback for the Chicago Bears and Carolina Panthers. He's a recipient of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, which is presented by Nationwide. Information about his charity, the Charles Tillman Cornerstone Foundation, can be found online. Charles Peanut Tillman, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, thank you guys. Thanks, audience.
In just a minute, curl up with a blanket. I mean, really curl up with it in our listener limerick challenge game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on the air. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.